Jesus' name. Lord, thank you that we're not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Thank you, God. We come to a place, Lord, that in sincerity to lift up our voices. Oh, as David said, make a loud sound. Hallelujah. And it is wonderful, dear God. It's not noise. It's called passion. Thank you, Lord, that your word has put it there and you're growing it up for you. Thank you, Lord, that you are the one. You are the only one. The glory of the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We thank you. We give you all the praise. May this magnify you and you alone in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a sweet few days away. And Lord so graced my heart so many glories. I love when he does that. I'll tell you, he's never limited. All the thoughts he puts on our hearts about things. And I love when he just pours forth sermon after sermon after sermon. And you can't even keep up trying to write these things down. And Lord, I know you're going to keep them in my heart by your grace. But I love it. And so it got to the point, though, it's like, well, Lord, which one? I can't do two or three. I don't think they're going to bear that. But, you know, which one? And he turned my heart back to Romans chapter 7. There was something about that Romans study that changed me many times through that study. From glory to glory, can you imagine? And so many things in Romans, but in chapter 7, verse 25, I have fallen in love with this verse infinite times just in the past probably 3 weeks. And it says there in verse 25, praise God, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Now Paul, through Romans 7, he's really brought forth a lot of things that the Spirit had brought through his life and shown him and revealed to him. Mainly, Paul, you can't do it. Paul, I've revealed these wonderful things to you, son, and such glory that you've rejoiced in. But, son, you can't do it. And Paul says some mighty things here about the good that he's not doing, and the evil that he doesn't want to do, he's doing. And he's upset. But the Lord settles him down. That's what the Word of God always does. And I want you to read it with me one more time. It concludes, I thank God. Paul says, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God. And I'm going to put this back in there again. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord that with the flesh, the law of sin. Now, this is such an all-powerful, really powerhouse little verse that literally explains all the glory of the two natures. The two natures that each and every one of the children of God have, that we have as the sons of God. We have a new nature, and yes, we have an old nature. Now, I want you to understand this. The old man, don't ever confuse that with your old nature. Because I'm going to tell you something. The old man for a Christian is dead. Gone. Done with. Praise God. We are brand new. Jesse died at the moment I accepted Christ Jesus into my life. Just like each and every one of my precious brethren here today. You died. But yet you live. But yet it isn't you that's living anymore. It's Christ that lives in you. And the life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God. That life that's in me, that life that's in every child of God, the faith of the Son of God, who loves me and gave himself for me. Marvelous. Incredible. So I thank the Lord that, you know what? With that life that came to live in me and the old man that's dead, I now have a life, and you do too as a child of God, that cannot sin and does not sin. I heard four amens, and I really think that everybody should just say, thank you, Jesus. And that is 1 John, and it assures us that. We don't live by our sight and by our feeling and by what we want to put ourselves in because of what the enemy wants us to put us in, which is guilt. Did not the Lord take all of our guilt on the cross? Did he not say that? Did he not say he took our shame and our sorrow? Did he not say, I took your sin? I was made that for you. Amen, he did. Why would I want to disparage that at all? Why would I not want to receive everything that he did for me? Praise God, his life lives in me. And I thank the Lord, and I'm joyful, and I'm not fearful to say that. I thank God as a child of God, and I am a child of God. I'm a son of God. Right now, I am a son of God. And the life that I have in Christ does not sin and cannot sin. That's who I am in Christ. Thank you, Jesus. I love the Word of God. So, for us children of God, you know what? Sinless perfection is taken care of. It's taken care of. And know it. Don't bow your head and go, oh, but no. Lift your head up and say, thank you, Lord, for the mercy and grace that cleansed me. That cleansed me. Whiter than the snow. Amen? They were red like scarlet, now whiter than the snow. Now, I'm going to say this, but you still got two natures. Yeah, now I see your head some shaking. Oh, yeah, I got that. Don't you forget that old man's dead now. You stop that. Enemy wants you to put you back there and see, that's called being legal. Yeah, that's just putting stuff on you that he took. Why would I want to do that? He took everything for me on that cross. Praise him. I love him. He's the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Made sin for me who knew no sin. Oh, I love him. I love him. And I'm falling more and more in love with him. But you got two natures. And often this two nature thing is difficult to grasp, and I'm going to tell you what really hit me. I think sometimes it's been made difficult because it tries to be over-explained. And I'm not kidding you. Paul says here in verse 18 of chapter 7, I know that in me. Now this is Paul speaking here. I think you better take note of that. Because I think the Lord gave him a revelation, that chief of sinner. Amen. He said, I know that is in me, that is in my flesh. Did you notice how he said that in me? But then he says, that's in my flesh. I don't want you to think that I'm talking about Christ in me. I don't want you to think that I'm talking about this life that now lives in me. I want you to understand it's my flesh. I want you to understand it's your flesh. I want you to understand it's our flesh. Amen? Isn't that beautiful? That in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. See, so there's nothing good you're ever going to find there. The only good you're ever going to find is in the new man, the new creation. Here it is, the word of his grace. This is our life. Amen. So we're thankful to God for that. But in me dwelleth no good thing, for to will is present. Oh, I got a lot of will is present with me. But how to perform that which is good, I find not. Amen. Amen. Now, this is what's so sweet. Because he's telling us here, praise God, through Christ in me, I got the mind of Christ. I got that life. Yet, I'm encased in the sinful flesh. Wow. What a concept. Matter of fact, what a truth. It's God. Now, but as we began, what did Paul finally thank him for? Because we're going to go back and forth with what Paul is going through here. But Paul says, I thank God for this revelation of the mind that serves the law and the flesh that serves sin. Because I'll tell you what, I've been plagued in frustration by this for a long time. This has kind of tied me up in knots. Why the good things that I want to do in life, I don't. And why the evil things I want to get away from keep happening. Now I want you to think about this with Brother Paul as well too. Brother Paul had a revelation On that road to Damascus, Christ appeared right to him. And he heard the voice of the Lord, I mean audibly. And the Lord had him to receive a gospel, a dispensation that was the mystery of Christ in the church that had been hidden from the prophets and from men. He said, Paul, I'm going to give it to you. And you're going to be that chosen vessel unto me to go give this truth. Amazing, marvelous, amen. The time that Paul is writing this approximately is 25 years plus after that. So for 25 years plus after the Lord had appeared to him and given him this word, I'll tell you what, Paul still got a battle. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters, that battle does not go away till we see Christ. Now, don't put your head back down and go, oh no. We're going to look to God and say, help me. And he's ready to help me. But see, there's a difference with Paul right now. He's singing victory, isn't he? Nothing's changed in a sense. It's still Christ in him, the hope of glory. But he's still encased in the sinful flesh. But what's different now is he's thanking God. Listen to that verse again. I thank God through Jesus Christ. See, you'll always thank God when you see the Word of God. When you try to figure out anything in your head, you're not going to be thankful for long. You're going to be discouraged. You're going to be down. Because what happens is you're going to look back at you, basically man. And you're never going to find any hope in man whose breath is in his nostrils. You can't put confidence there. But I can have full confidence in the Word of God. And by the Holy Ghost and the revelation of this Word, it not only gives me hope, it gives me abounding hope. It begins to allow me to understand who I am in Christ. Amen. That I'm wonderfully and I'm fearfully made. I'm perfectly made this wonderful vessel of mercy. See, the Word of God is so perfect. He says, I've got these riches of glory, my glory, that I want to put on one thing, and that's on my vessels of mercy. What do you think was going on and being poured on that woman that was just washing the Savior's feet with her tears? You know the virtue and the glory that was pouring out from him on her? But see, those legalists couldn't see that. They could only see what she had done. Who she was, her maybe prostitution. Maybe she was even doing that earlier in the day. The Lord is concerned about right now. Right now. He's always concerned about right now. Because you know what the wonderful thing about our Jesus? He don't remember a second or two ago. He forgot those things. Matter of fact, it's just as if it never happened, honey. Don't you bother her. I'll tell you what. I'm sure he said some other things too. But he said, I'll tell you what. You can say what you want to say. But this woman has not ceased to wash my feet with her tears since she came in here. All right, now, this is what he loves. I like to talk about what he loves, amen, than what righteous, self-righteous man wants to promote and lift up and, ooh, this is marvelous. See, that's called a pile of dung. That's called a filthy rag. And I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about what he loves, and he loves his mercy. Now, see, Paul here, he's singing, thanks be to God. He's thankful because he sees the Word of God. And what does Paul see? He says, son, I made you specifically this way. You have my life in you now. Matter of fact, you got all of my life. You've got every bit of my amazing life in you, Paul. But I have placed you, praise God, in this wrapper of sinful flesh. This old nature covering All for the one purpose that pleases me and my Father. Faith. Faith. Oh my. You mean this two nature thing is all about faith? Oh yes it is. Because see, it's impossible to please God without faith. So everything that the Lord would be doing in your life and everything he's done and made you, I'll tell you one thing, he's God. It's all to please him. And it's all for faith. Praise God. Now, without the battle, without this war, this is a war. People think they got wars out there. Oh, no. You haven't seen this Jesse war, this big one. Big one. Oh, it's like Scott war, Nancy war, Lori war, Alex war. We just go war, 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 war. All right? Oh, you don't believe me? Let's read verse 23. This is the Apostle Paul speaking here. He said, now wait a second here. I see another law in my members, the members, this flesh, warring against the law of my mind, oh Christ in me, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. Wow. It's amazing what can happen in two verses, though. Just two verses. Can you get down to verse 25? Can you thank him? Can you thank him? Oh, how beautifully we're made for him. This battle between the mind and the flesh, let me tell you something, if we didn't have it, there'd be no need of faith. But see, we have these two natures that are battling, and when we are saturated in the mind of Christ with this truth and love understanding of why we are made this way, we become strengthened in the Holy Ghost. That Holy Ghost strengthens this inner man, praise God, to joyfully war, because I know he's building the masterpiece of faith in me for him. Oh, yeah. Now, I want you to think about this. If you had no battles, how would you ever know the power of Christ? Huh? I know the power of Christ. I've got battles. And I'm talking about right here. I've got enough. I don't need to go get them out there. If you had no infirmities, how would you ever know the power of Christ to rest upon you? See, that's the thing. See, legalists, they keep pushing that off. Oh, I don't need that. I don't want that. I want to be magnified. I want to keep going in my strength, my opinion, my judgment, my condemnation. I want to pour out that. But Romans 8:1 says, hey, there is therefore now no condemnation. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, period. Period. That's it. So, I thank God that, you know, I've got infirmity and I know about the power of Christ resting upon me. You know what? If I didn't fail, how could I ever appreciate mercy? Really, I'm going to ask you that. If you never failed, how could you ever appreciate mercy? If you just abided faithful all the time like some people think they do. I had to get to places where I didn't believe. But he abides faithful still. And then I saw the mercy of God. Now, let me ask you this. Oh, Jesus, help us. Jesus. If there was never a need for things to be changed in my life, where would be the need for the power of grace to do it? Are you changing from glory to glory? Has he brought you to another place in your life? That praise be to God, you failed. You got ugly. Oh, you thought you just, oh man, I shine when I run. No, good soldiers, they're bloodied and they're wounded and they endure hardness. And a lot of that hardness, praise be to God. Like a lot of think, oh, it's just because everybody's, you know, hitting me and attacking me. No, I attack myself. Right? Now, Paul here thanks the Lord, doesn't he? He gets his life. He gets the reason that he does the things he does. But he doesn't stop there. He also gets where to turn for help. That help in, that very present help in the time of need. See, it's the strengthening of the inner man in the battle. By the grace of God, we need to feed upon the word of his grace that feeds and becomes greater than even the temptation of the sin of my flesh. Brothers and sisters, we need to be aware of this weakness. And I'm talking about the weakness that you're covered in. You got flesh, and your flesh stinks, just like mine. It's sinful. The only good that's you is within you. That Christ in me, the hope of glory. I'm not out here to magnify this. I understand this is my beautiful camel. And I got to ride this thing by the grace of God all the way. And there ain't any other way to get there. And as frustrated as I get at Camel Jesse, and he want to quit, and I wish he didn't bite and spit. He's beautifully made to make this journey. Oh, I can walk a long way. There might be more elegant ones that start out faster, but them horses, you know, sometimes they just sink and fade away. But this clumsy, odd thing's got feet that even he enlarges my steps. He give me wide feet. They weren't clumsy. They were to stay up and not sink. They're hinds feet that keep on going. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm aware of this weakness. I am. And I'm aware of the enemy at every turn when allowed by God. Always remember that. Don't you ever give the enemy any credit at all. You don't need to go talking to him. Just talk to the Lord. The Lord deals with him perfectly. But I know the enemy at every turn when God allows him. Just like he allowed him to touch Job. He's going to try to tempt me as best he can. But glory, just as Paul, be thankful. And here's why. Because you know. Be thankful that you know the word of God. That's the power. Praise God. That is the power of God. It's the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. To know this word, praise God. To have this alive in me. His knowledge makes us victorious in grace. Jesus Christ, full of grace and truth. Isn't that marvelous? He's just full of grace. Praise God, and I've got the knowledge that I know that grace. See, legalists never get this. They never get the beauty of my wrapper. I love your wrapper. I'm serious. I do. I'm so thankful. I'm thankful that you're infirm. I'm thankful that you're weak. I thank the Lord, praise God, for your infirmity. Not because it makes me feel better because, hey, you're infirm too. No, it's the truth. It's beautiful because I know it's the power of Christ resting upon you. We're all messed up. And it's a wonderful thing. Praise God. It's a motley crew. Man, it's a tense of Kedar thing that's going to wear the curtains of Solomon. She don't look good to anybody else, but I'll tell you what, she's my 10. You know that. He comes after you that way. And know it. No, you can't ever beautify yourself. That was the Shulamite in the Song of Solomon. Oh, he started right off. Honey, you're the prettiest of them all. You're the fairest of everything. He just wore his heart right out on his sleeve and he said, "You're it." And not even a chapter later, she's trying to do something to beautify herself, to come out to see him. No, I just want to see you. I want to be with you. Get up out of bed. I like messy hair. I don't need makeup. I just want you. And see, that's what happens, and the enemy tries to get us to drift off and thinking somehow, some way, as Brother Hill would say over and over again, I could clip my little pinky fingernail to find something attractive of me to God. Bring me the Lamb. Bring me full of grace and truth. Amen. Aren't you thankful? This is our joy and rejoicing is the word of His grace. That's what we bring Him every day, isn't it? You wake up and you're just thankful. Lord, I know this truth. I know this grace. I know this word. I love it because it loves me so. It's passionate about me. It wants everything for me. And I know I can't do it. Just like Paul said, I can't do it. But I'll tell you what, I'm not going to get down anymore. I'm going to look up and I'm going to be thankful. Because the purpose of this wrapper is for one thing. It's to fall in love with grace and mercy. See, if I didn't have this thing, I wouldn't have fallen in love with His grace and mercy. No way. No way. Not even close. And I see the smiles and I'm so thankful to God. Because you know why you see your glorious liberty in Christ? You do. It's glorious, isn't it? You're not a slave to condemnation no more. You're going to thank the Lord by the grace of God for your two natures. I'm growing, hallelujah, in the knowledge of this perfect union. I know how to battle. I know it's got to be the word fed into the inner man to let Him do it. And I don't need to be walking fearfully and walking with everybody telling me how to and improve this and that. No, and I'm not saying to be belligerent in any way, shape, or form. I'm talking about walking in enlarged steps of the Word of God that I know my life. I get the beauty of the temptations that come and keep on coming. That brother said, happy's the man in manifold temptation. I'll tell you what, you better get happy in grace to be happy in temptation. Or you are done. Done. The only way you'll ever be happy in temptation, grace. Amen. To understand the Word of God. Because I'll tell you what, it won't feel good. Because you'll go right back to flesh. And you'll start a squirming. And I know how to squirm. And then He calms me down with the Word of His grace. But I get the beauty of the Lord. Aren't you thankful you get the beauty of Him? That we're drawing nigh unto Him. That it's His love in me that's growing and strengthening us. All praise God for Him. Faith is taken over. I don't need to live by my emotions and my feelings of this sinful flesh. I live by the faith of the Son of God who lives in me. It's the only life I got. I got a full, more than conqueror life. And praise be to God, I can rest till Jesus come. And here's why, brothers and sisters, because soon, this thing's coming off. This corruptible, hallelujah, it's coming off. And I love that. It's so wonderful. See, when I see Him, I'm going to be like Him. See, that faith's going to be finished. Amen, hallelujah. My faith's going to be made sight. Oh my, but until then, good soldiers, He's called us to war, praising the Lord as we go for the understanding, knowing who I am in Christ and the divine two natures that He's given us, and all that wondrous, powerful Spirit, that greater is He. That is in me than he that is in the world. And praise be to God. Hallelujah. See, there's a winner right there. We win. every single time. Amen. Because we are victorious in faith. Victorious in faith, even in my failure. I am victorious in faith, even when I don't feel like it. Because, as the Word of God tells me, the Word of God loves me. The Word of God is for me. And the Word of God is in me. And I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. Amen? Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. And Lord, thank you for this encouragement. Thank you that we are not in an ignorant place. We're not in a place of not understanding. Lord, you said, and we know. You've given us the mind of Christ. You said, let this mind be in you that was also in me. Lord, thank you for this divine purpose. Thank you, Lord, for this good fight of faith. I thank you with Paul. I thank God that you've given me this mind, the mind of Christ, that knows who I am in Christ and knows who lives in me and knows, praise God, that Christ in me, the hope of glory. And also I thank God for the continuing of faith and the battle, because I thank you, Lord Jesus, that with this flesh I serve the law of sin. I thank the Lord that I know these things. And I thank God I glory in your plan, the plan of your grace and mercy, the plan of the riches of your glory bestowed and worn upon your vessels of mercy. We thank you today, Lord, and we thank you that you are growing us up, the mature sons of God, not tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine, not unstable and double-minded. But Lord, we know that singleness, that purpose, with one voice and one praise be to our precious and loving Savior. In Jesus' name, we give you all the glory. Amen.